My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharo. Today we begin the 10th and final chapter of Taharo, chapter 10. We are Mishnah number 1. Back to olives. Hanoel beit abad mipnei habadadin. If you lock the olive press, you lock the doors of the olive press, and you lock in the olive press workers. Remember, these olive press workers are tahor. They're amei haaretz, but they went through the purification process for the purpose of their job, for their work. So you lock them in, which means that they can't come out, can't get in. New ones can't get in. Vayula sham kelim tmein midras. But inside were kelim that had midras impurity. So here you go. You have workers that can't possibly acquire any new kinds of tumah, but there is something tumah inside the olive press. The question is, what's the status of the olives? How do we feel about these olive press workers? Rabbi Meir Omer, Beit Abad Tameh. Rabbi Meir says, forget it. They're going to touch the kelim, and they're going to touch the olives, and it's all over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beit Abad Tahor. Rabbi says, no way. If you're going to become tahor for your job, then you're going to take it seriously, and you're not going to touch anything that's not tahor, that's tameh, and, you know, mess up your job prospects. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im tahorin lahen, beit habad tameh, im tmein lahen, beit habad tahor. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, it really depends. It depends on their, like, personal hesitation level. If they think it's tameh and they're not going to touch it, then we assume they're not going to touch it. If they think it's tahor, they don't know better, so then, if they think it's tahor, they don't know better, so then we will consider the entire place tameh. Amar Rebbe Yosei. Exactly, why would you say that it's tameh? Ela she'ena me'aretz bekim beheset. He says, no, we really do have to assume that the whole place is tameh, because Amei Haaretz don't actually know about the laws of Hesed. They don't know about the laws of shifting the vessels around. They don't realize it's going to make them tameh, and therefore we can't assume that they are going to not become tameh. Therefore, we have to assume everything in the olive press is now tameh. Mishnah number 2, Habadadin Shayuni Chasim Beyotzin. The olive press workers are going and coming out. Mashkin Tmein Betoch Beit Abad. And there's the impure liquid on the floor. Imish Bein Mashkin Lazitim Kadishin Agbu Et Raglahim Ba'aret. If there's enough space between the liquid and the olives, enough space that were they to step on the liquid and then walk, it would the enough space that their legs would dry off, hare elu tehorin, then we consider them tahor, and otherwise we would consider them tameh, because if you are not wearing shoes, if you're wearing shoes, then this doesn't apply, because your shoes would become tameh. But feet do not become tameh, only hands become tameh from touching the liquids, and therefore if your legs were to touch those liquids, the tameh liquids, they wouldn't become impure, and if they were to dry off, then the olives would remain pure. Habadadin, habotzin shenim tuma lifnehem. And let's say you have the workers, and there's something tuma in front of them. They are believed, nemanin lomar lo naganu. They're believed to say, we never touched it. V'chenatino kocha b'nehem. And also the children that they bring with them to work, who are tame, themselves tame, since they're hugged by their needed mothers. Yotim chutz lefetach beit abad. By the way, some read it, chenatino kocha b'nehem is like another clause connected to the previous one, and some read it that the tinagot are connected to this following statement. Either way, yotzim chutz lepetach beit abad uponin lachrei hagader v'hen toharin. If they leave the petach, the beit abad, and they go behind the gader, and the reason they're doing this, they go behind the fence, the reason they're doing this is to relieve themselves, we consider themselves to be tahor. They're within the vicinity of the olive press. They are still considered to be tahor. How far? Ad kama yarchiku v'hiyu tehorin ad kedei shiroan. As they can go as far as we can still see them. As long as they are still within our range of vision, we consider them to be tahor. If they leave the range of vision, then we suspect them to be tameh. That's all for today. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.